Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, coming at you again, live as I record this, and almost live as you listen to it. I mean, how live can a podcast be, you know? I record it certainly live. Hey, I'm alive. I'm here, and it's 8:46 in the morning on a Saturday, but you may not be listening at 8:46 in the morning. You get the idea. You aren't listening live because it's recorded, but you know, you could be listening shortly after that. I suppose that would be almost live. All right, you get the point. Point is, here we are with another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon podcast, and I trust you're ready to have a rollicking good time with technology this week. You realize, of course, that Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Wow, Sebastian, I just said that, you know, that we're a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. That was Sebastian Pruth. He does a little promo there, and it sounds real cool because he's got one of those real cool DJ voices. At any rate, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and we like to share with you other tech podcasts that are members of the network that will be a tremendous benefit to you. And, you know, I tend to be a Linux kind of guy, an open source kind of guy, and use PCs of all kinds, you know, IBM-based type PCs. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But if you're a Mac kind of person, then you ought to check out Peter's Mac Tips. So let's listen to a promo for that.
Hi, this is Peter, your host for the Peter's Mac Tips podcast. Whether you're a switcher or a longtime user, listen in on the Peter's Mac Tips podcast, have your questions answered, see tutorials, get the latest in tips and tricks, and the latest Apple news. Head on over to the website at http://petersmactips.libsyn.com. That's petersmactips.libsyn, spelled LIBSYN.com.
There you go. Peter's Mac Tips. You need to go and check that out if you're a Mac kind of guy or gal, all right? Well, let's look at what's happening in the tech news this week. On August 7th, on thecomputercurmudgeon.com, I blogged about the fact that the World Wide Web is 15 years old as of August the 6th. Whoa! Happy birthday, World Wide Web. Isn't that awesome? 15 years that we've had the World Wide Web. Now, it's important to remember, that's not the internet that we're talking about. A lot of people equate internet and World Wide Web, and of course we know that's not the case. The internet is the underlying, you know, connectivity of the worldwide network that is the internet. That's been around since, wow, the 60s, okay? Been around a long time. And people were on news groups and Usenet and all kinds of, you know, get transferring files and doing lots of things before there was a World Wide Web. But the pretty pictures of the World Wide Web and the lovely websites that we have available today, that's only 15 years old. So those of you that are out there and just take for granted the World Wide Web, realize that it's 15 years old and really just coming into its own. I believe that this, what's called the, you know, the World Wide Web, Web 2.0 revolution, if you will, is beginning to get us into more maturity with what can be accomplished with the World Wide Web. And we're just beginning to see the good stuff coming along. So hang tight. There's some exciting things that'll be coming up with the web. You know, we're not there yet. And if you still have one of those early 90s websites that are static and, you know, clunky looking GIF images on it and all this kind of stuff, hey man, get with the program, get with, you know, cascading style sheets and pretty it up and make it look cool and all of that. And if you're not up on those technologies, go find you a web developer that can help you. Because if you still got one of those clunky old websites, people know it. They go and see it and go, ugh, this guy's website needs help. All right. Happy birthday, World Wide Web. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, you know, I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit today, but that's okay because this is an anniversary podcast. It's an anniversary of the World Wide Web. We're also going to find out that it's an anniversary for the IBM PC. The IBM PC was 25 years old this week. Wow. Pretty amazing stuff. So this is the geeky anniversary week. And I'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But I did want to mention, for those of you keeping score, this is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Podcast, number 49. We're getting really close to that number 52, which will be our one-year anniversary. Wow, that's going to be cool. We're talking anniversaries this week. What is it about anniversaries? This just seems to be what's happening. It's the geeky anniversary stuff. Okay, well, anyway, wanted to mention that because I know some of you would be writing me an email saying, you didn't tell us what issue of the podcast it was. Dude, man, get a life. It's number 49. Let's move on. It's August the 12th as I record this. Please understand, it's okay. All right, anyway, point being, happy birthday, World Wide Web, and happy 25th anniversary to the IBM PC. Now, I've seen it reported in the news that it's the 25th anniversary of the personal computer. Not really. There were personal computers around before the IBM PC, but the IBM PC, when it came on the scene, it was accepted by the business world, and they began to use microcomputers in a real, real way in business. And that's when the personal computer world and technology just took off because of the acceptance. You know, hey, if IBM was going to put one out, it must be a real thing. And so people started buying it. But at any rate, it's an important anniversary. See, we're talking anniversaries. Important anniversary to talk about. 25 years of the PC revolution beginning, 15 years of the World Wide Web beginning, and I should mention this, 18 years of my blissful marriage to Belinda Bailey, formerly Belinda Church. Yes, this past week on the 8th of August, not quite this week, but right around the same time frame, was our 18th wedding anniversary. And I had, as somebody told us when I mentioned it to them over a meal, they said, wow, that's great. You've been married longer than most anybody I know. And I thought to myself, well, it's a shame that that's the case. But yeah, it is great. And I tell you, we've had tremendous times. And my son Benjamin is another blessing that we have. He's going to be 14 years old by the end of this month. Wow. It's just amazing. Time has flown along. But geeky anniversaries, this seems to be the time for it. It's just something about, I don't know, it's the, you know, the motion of the planets and the alignment of the forces of the cosmos have made this the time to celebrate geeky anniversaries. It's amazing. It's just so beyond conception. But I digress. Let's move along, shall we? Because we need to hear more about what's happening in the tech world. Have you ever had the need to cough and hack and all that kind of stuff? Well, that's what I had to do. My throat was just really giving me a hard time. But thank goodness there's a pause button, and I paused it and did all my hacking and coughing and you know, wheezing and so forth offline. That's the great thing about podcasts. But if you hear my voice sound a little funny there, it's because I was doing a tremendous amount of coughing. I don't know, I just got something hung in there. Maybe a little too much information, more than I needed to share. At any rate, another item in the news this week. A new blog pops into existence every half second. Not every second, every half second. Whoa. That's pretty amazing when you think about it, that, you know, every, there's two or three, there's more. I mean, blogs just popping up everywhere. People blogging, sharing their thoughts, sharing from their innermost being the thoughts that go zipping through the electrons of the brain. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I really don't. And do we have that many people reading the blogs? Don't know that either. But a new blog does pop into existence every half second. That's 175,000 new blogs per day worldwide. Wow. Now, as the CEO of Technorati, Dave Sifry, said, can we continue to grow this quickly? Frankly, I can't possibly imagine it will continue to grow at this pace. After all, there's only so many human beings in the world. It has to slow down. I would tend to agree with that. Somehow or another, the idea of every single human being on the planet blogging, that's a weird thought, you know? I mean, we've already got blogs about, you know, what people had for breakfast and why they chose to wear a particular tie, you know, just odd, weird things that why in the world would anybody even want to read about it, but people are blogging about it, you know, and hey, that's okay. You know, I mean, there's a certain amount of personal information that sometimes can be of interest to other people, you know, like the fact that it was our 18th anniversary. You might say, oh, that's really interesting, Dr. Bill, but I wouldn't want to spend an entire podcast talking about that. You know, that's just not, yeah, I don't, anyway. But as just an aside to humanize Dr. Bill and let you know that he has a life outside of podcasting, although sometimes Belinda wonders if that's the case, but at any rate, you know, it helps to understand that we have a life, more or less, outside of podcasting. Again, I digress. Let's move on to the next news item. Here's the headline that I had in my blog. AOL stinks and their mother dresses them funny. I was in a very strange mood that day. That was August the 10th, and I was in a very weird mood. But that's the headline. Here we go. Now, I say in the blog entry, you know that I don't like AOL very much. I've never personally used AOL, but I've had enough people, friends, that have shown me what they have to put up with and talk to me about AOL, and I've run into issues with AOL and helping them enough that I know that it is a terrible service. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. Anyway, I was watching DLTV. Now, for those of you that don't know, DLTV is an IPTV production from the folks over at, I think it's Ziff Davis. Yes, I think it is. And they have a program called Digital Life, Digital Life Television, or DLTV. It's at, coincidentally, DL.TV. And if you go there, you can watch Patrick Norton and Robert Herron as they discuss technology issues, kind of sort of like what we're doing here on the podcast, but with pictures. Cool. Anyway, and so they were sharing about different things, and they reported that 25% of AOL employees will soon be laid off. Now, first of all, let me say, for those 25% that are going to be laid off, dude, I'm sorry that you're losing your job. However, aside from that sad note, the good news is that AOL is dying. It's losing market share. People are bailing from AOL as fast as they possibly can. And among the many reasons that people are doing that is the fact that AOL has no clue when it comes to a great many things. Now, that is brought out by what they did recently. They took the search engine references. You know, when you type in a search, think about this with me. You may not surf the internet and get a lot of pornography and things like that. Certainly you may not do that. However, there are certain things that you may have typed into that search engine string that you may not want broadcast from the housetop, shall we say. You know, if you type into the search engine string, emergency help for athlete's foot, you know, that's not really something you want broadcast to the masses. You understand what I'm saying? Or how to best treat hemorrhoids. You know, just these are things that you probably don't want people to know that you're desperately searching for information on. Well, AOL, in a great customer service move, yeah, right, took the search engine phrases that had gone through their website and posted them on the internet. Now, talk about privacy issues. As, I mean, there are a lot of people, you know, you search after your own name, for instance, or perhaps even your address. I mean, stuff that was very personal information was posted in these searches. Now, why they would even create a website and post searches that individuals made, I have no idea. They finally issued an apology. Now, as I blogged this, this was August the 10th, and the quote here says, AOL issued an apology yesterday for posting on a public website 20 million keyword searches conducted by hundreds of thousands of its subscribers from March to May. But the company's admission that it made a mistake did little to quell a barrage of criticism from bloggers and privacy advocates who questioned the company's security practices and said that the data breach raised the risk of identity theft. This was a screw-up, and we're angry and upset about it, the company said in a statement. Although there is no personal identifiable data linked to these accounts, we're absolutely not defending this. It was a mistake, and we apologize. Now, don't you feel better about AOL since they apologized? Right. Come on, guys. What in the world was the possible benefit of posting personal search engine queries? I don't even understand what their mindset was in doing it in the first place. But they apparently realized, whoopsie, we made a mistake, and they took it down. But still, I saw articles on Dig, excuse me, still having a little problem with the throat there. I saw articles on Dig of people who were able to take the information from all that stuff while it was still up and actually identify people, and they went and interviewed a lady that they identified as one of the people that were doing searches, and she was like, hi, you know, and they interviewed her, and, I mean, come on, if you can trace down an individual and then start asking them questions like, why did you blog on what's the best way to track a husband that may be cheating on you? I mean, come on, folks, think about it. There's just all kinds of things that people don't want you to know about. So you don't want your ISP to be posting your personal searches on a website. Can you tell I'm just a little bit upset about that? Well, anyway, glad I'm not an AOL subscriber. And if you are, think about it. Okay, yeah. All right, it is official. FreeSpire has released version 1.0, not release candidate, not beta, the full-blown version 1 of FreeSpire is out. Go to freespire.org. FreeSpire.org. Download it and be amazed. Put it on a PC and you will be amazed what FreeSpire can do for you. Check it out. All right, next item. How many people do you call on your cell phone? Now think about it. I'm not talking about how many people in a day do you call. I'm talking about the group, okay? You know, is it 20? Is it 30? Probably not. A study in Switzerland found out that normally there's only about 4 people that you call on a cell phone. 4 people. Now, I got to admit, probably 4 would be stretching it for me. I call Belinda. I call my wife. Predominantly, that's it. I have other people that I occasionally call, and of course I occasionally make a business call, but really, 4 people is about right, maybe even a little less for me. Now, I know some of you are saying, boy, Dr. Bill, get a life. Well, hey, I'm just a kind of a private guy, and you say, yeah, right. You do a podcast that goes out to thousands and thousands and millions of people across the world, and you're private? Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into the psychology of that. Perhaps it's my deep-seated inner desire to share my personal information in such a way that is perhaps not as public as the... I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going into technobabble. But then again, technobabble is what psychology tends to be about. Think about it. Okay, you thought about it long enough. Moving on. Next, well, it's not even the next item. It's the same item because I didn't get into this item. I just kind of made a statement about it. Okay. As I said, a study in Switzerland seems to indicate that most folks only call about four people on their cell phones.